song.
Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Good to have you here on this lunch hour on a kind of a rainy and drizzly Tuesday. If you get a bit of a break in the rain, enjoy it because it may not stick around too long. We're expecting a little bit more of this today and for tomorrow, Wednesday, which is July 1st. And for many Saskatchewan families, a trip to the RCMP Heritage Centre is really a chance to learn about something, I would say, iconically Canadian. The whole story of the RCMP from its beginnings, the Northwest Mounted Police, right up to the modern day police service. But what you might not know is that they serve as a gathering place for community events and educational programming. Tomorrow, Canada Day, the Heritage Centre is opening its doors for a free afternoon of family fun. There's lots of cool things going on there. And I'm happy to welcome to the show the CEO of the RCMP Heritage Center. Sam Karakas is joining me in studio. Sam, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. And you've got a full day planned. So I'm guessing, you had to make a quick escape from work to join me in studio and you're right back at it when you get back. So what is planned? Why is tomorrow an important day?
Well, tomorrow is a really important day, obviously, for all of us to celebrate, take pride in what it is we love about being Canadian. And being the RCMP Heritage Center, you mentioned we're a quintessential Canadian institution, and we tell Canada's history through the lens of the RCMP.
Right. So for people that haven't been to the Heritage Center, give us a bit of a kind of a virtual tour, if you will. What will people experience normally just for coming at the Heritage Center? Then we can get into what's planned for tomorrow.
Well, if you haven't been before, tomorrow's a great opportunity to come. We're going to be fully activated indoors and outdoors. The Heritage Center itself is a really big, beautiful building. It is meant to be a museum about the RCMP. So it has the RCMP's historical collection of artifacts going all the way back to when they started to current and modern day policing. Mm-hmm. We also are a place for education, so we do education programs, lots of school programs, things like summer camps as well, to help to tell the story of Canada, tell the story of the beginning of Canada, because the RCMP is very much related to the beginning of Canada.
Right. I mean, I've been to the Heritage Center many times, a couple of times to visit it, but a couple of times for meetings, because you've got a great meeting space there as well, which I think is smart because it's a great way to initiate people to this great opportunity that we have in the province.
Yeah, the space is beautiful. Actually, the building was designed by Arthur Erickson, so it's iconic in itself, just the look of it. But we do have a beautiful heritage room. We rent that space out and we use that space for programming, and folks will get a chance to experience that space tomorrow. We'll see rain or shine what's going on, but we do have some activations in that space as well tomorrow.
So let's talk about tomorrow, because you've got a theme, coast to coast adventure across Canada. Let's talk a bit about that.
Yeah. So what we've done this year is we are really trying to think about a united Canada. And so the theme itself, what we're doing is we're taking different regions of Canada. We have different activities for each region or area of the country for people to take advantage of and participate in. So Kids will get a map, and what they have to do is complete an activity or participate in an activity in order to complete their map to then get a prize.
Is there an age group? Because you've talked about kids, and I know this is touted as a family event. Is there an age group this is geared towards, or is it literally 9 to 90?
9 to 90-year-olds have fun every year.
Right. So it's geared to basically anyone who's
interested. Anyone can come.
Okay. Monty the Moose.
He will be there.
Yeah. This is a big deal.
This is a big deal. He is very special. He only comes out for our special events.
Okay.
He loves getting his photo taken, especially if you are, 9 to 90 years old.
and you want your
picture taken with Monty. He shows up in his red serge. He looks amazing. And he will be there throughout the day.
Okay. And I know you've actually got a couple of other guests as well. The Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame, they've got a traveling exhibit. They'll be there as well.
They will be there. Yeah. They have a big trailer that is a traveling exhibit. And they also have a smaller exhibit that's in our learning teepee, which is on our front lawn.
Right.
So they're using these two spaces to tell the Canadian story, the Saskatchewan story of Sports Hall of Famers.
Right. I love the fact when I was reading the details on this about a week ago, I kept coming back to my eyes were drawn to the word free. You don't see that word very often.
Yes. Well, we're very happy. This event is sponsored by the Great Canadian Oil Change, which allows us to host it for free. welcome folks into the galleries for free, as well as take advantage of, you know, the prizes and the giveaways and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's outstanding. What are the hours? I know you've got a website, rcmphc.com, and then you've got all kinds of social media channels as well. But just for the purposes of our conversation, what are the hours of the event tomorrow?
So the event tomorrow is from 2 to 5 p.m.
Okay. And there's a sunset ceremony that is, I know that's separate and apart from you guys. That's a depot, but it kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yeah. So their gates will open very soon after our event ends.
Right.
So we always suggest to folks, you know, stay a little bit longer, go to the sunset ceremony and experience a really unique experience on depot as well.
For sure. Very cool. I have a couple of questions if you've got time that are off the topic. First of all, I know your center, the Heritage Center, was named in the 2025 budget. Hard to believe the center is almost 20 years old. The funds earmarked towards, I think, upgrades and improvements. Am I right?
You're right. Yeah. So we were noted in budget 25 to receive funding through the Build Community Strong Fund. So we're really pleased. We put together a project. It's about a $9.6 million project that we have put our application to the federal government for, specifically for enhancing the facility. So like you said, it's a bit aging. We have some things we want to fix up. We also want to improve the accessibility of that facility and improve the security and safety of the facility to improve the visitor experience. And as part of that application, we've also asked for some funding to start to look at renewal of the galleries. So telling some more contemporary stories, expanding on the experience that people have currently, and kind of taking it into its next era.
Right. Sam Karakas is my guest. She is the CEO of the RCMP Heritage Center. I remember, and this is quite a few years ago, I was still with the police. There was a big push to have the RCMP Heritage Center obtain National Museum status. My understanding is it hasn't happened, but the push continues. Am I right?
The push continues, yeah. Yes.
Why is this important, Sam?
Well, you know, there are 9 national museums in Canada. Only 2 of those are outside of the National Capital Region. So there's one in Halifax and there's one in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. There's nothing west of Winnipeg. So national museums are meant to be places for everyone, to be inclusive for all Canadians, and to tell the Canadian story. And there really is no place that can tell the Canadian story, the beginnings of Canada, in terms of Canada starting through the RCMP and what the RCMP, the Northwest Mounted Police's role in that was.
Right.
But also thinking about what it means for a democratic society to have a national police service, what this institution has meant to Canada, past, present, and future. Mm-hmm. So it's a really unique aspect of our history and our identity that deserves a national museum.
So what would change if that happens? And maybe I should say when, because I feel like this is inevitable. This is going to happen. It's a concerted effort that's been going on for a while. What will change when it happens?
So for us as a national museum, we would be part of that family of national museums that are Canadian Crown corporations. So we would turn into a Crown corporation. That would mean sustainable funding for us through Canadian Heritage. That would also expand our tourism offering and expand our services. So you're looking at things like expansion of services, expansion of the team, additional jobs created. It's a really good news story. It also, of course, increases our economic impact in the region.
So what's been the holdup?
Well, there's no precedent for how to become a national museum.
Right.
There's no steps. Unfortunately, there's no checklist. We have done all of the things that has been requested of us from Canadian Heritage. You know, we've engaged Canadians coast to coast to coast. We have spoken to named communities to ensure that their what they would like to see as a national museum is covered. Obviously, we have the buy-in and the support of the RCMP in telling this story in a different way and expanding the ways we're telling the story. So we've really covered off all the bases. It is just a matter now of ensuring that the current prime minister feels that this is something Canadians want.
Right. Have you had the ear of any politicians? Have you talked to heritage ministers or anyone about this?
Absolutely. Yeah. We've been in contact. I've been in contact with folks. Our board has been in contact with folks. We are in communication with people constantly. I just got back from Ottawa a couple weeks ago and had really good meetings there. for all, everything we hear is the Prime Minister needs to hear that this is important to the West.
Right, right. Well, let's hope that that conversation continues. It's something that we've been following along. This has been, what, six years,
six
I think,
years. Yep.
This lobby? Because you were actually doing some work with this as a consultant before stepping into the role as CEO. Correct?
I have been, yeah. 6 years I've been working on it. Not just me, obviously, our entire team.
Sure.
We have such a dedicated, committed, visionary board and a committed team who are all rowing in the same direction. Mm. We are, you know, in the fall economic statement of December 24, government at the time reaffirmed their commitment to establish us as a national museum. And then they also allocated $12 million to allow us to do that. Very soon after that, there was an election. Mm. So we're just kind of at that phase now of reminding the current government just how important this is, just how many people have endorsed it and want it to see it move forward.
Well, we continue to support that effort. We think it would be great for the province, obviously good for the RCMP Heritage Center as well. Sam Karakas, my guest, the CEO. Enjoy your day tomorrow. Again, the website people can go to.
RCMPHC.com.
Or any of the social media things as well. It's a great afternoon. It fires up at 2 o'clock, I believe.
2 to 5 p.m.
Well, let's hope that Mother Nature cooperates with you, because I know, I mean, obviously a lot is inside, but you got some stuff planned outside as well. So,
we do. But so, you know what? We're tough here.
Yeah,
we can, that's true. We can handle it.
We can handle it. I know. It's just nice if we don't have
yes.
to, right? Sam, I appreciate you coming in. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.
Again, Sam Karakas, who is the CEO of the RCMP Heritage Center. You can check out everything you need to know about the festivities tomorrow for Canada Day on the website, rcmphc.com. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Full of great Canadian music today. Doug and the Slugs, Who Knows How to Make Love Stay. There's a good one there as well. Been a full show today. Thanks again to Rupen Pandya, who joined us right off the start of the show. He's the president and CEO of Sask Power. We talked about a variety of things. Friday of last week, it was announced the federal government will be focusing on interties between provinces to try and find ways to connect electricity more cheaply and easily, share access to that. In the discussion with Rupen, I mean, he basically said, I think this is a great idea. I'm happy the federal government announced it. We could import power if needed from either Alberta or Manitoba, but we also could sell it to them. I asked outright, is Saskatchewan more of a buyer or a seller when it comes to electricity?
More of a seller, yeah. So we have, we have a subsidiary called North Point in Sask Power that is responsible for energy trading, and it actually generates revenue in the magnitude of about $100 million a year. This last fiscal, it was about $75 million. And the reason it was down is that the McNeil Inverter Station, which the federal government has now prioritized as an important piece of east-west infrastructure, was down for quite some time. You know, what's really interesting about eastern and western grids in North America is that they're separated by a phase differential. And it was designed that way because in the early days of grid planning, if there was any sort of an impact on the eastern grid, they didn't want it to roll into the western grid. So across the eastern and western interconnect across the North American continent, there's something called a phase shift that requires inverter stations to move power from AC to DC back to AC again, right down the middle of the continent, all the way down to Texas. So pretty interesting.
It was a great chat with Rupen Pandya, the president and CEO of Sask Power. If you want to listen to that whole conversation, we talked about a variety of things, the coal refurbishment, the actual cost of that, even the loss on the annual report recently from Sask Power was a part of the conversation with Rupen. You can always listen to that by going back on the website, either cjme.com, ckom.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Canada Day coming up tomorrow. I mentioned Saskatoon has had to make some adjustments because the University Bridge is closed right now for construction. So the fireworks being launched from Rotary Park starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow night. Along with that, the regular stuff during the day, food trucks on the traffic bridge, vendors and entertainment at River Landing. Whether it's Saskatoon, Regina, lots of different things going on for the celebration of Canada Day. So I do hope, whether or not it is the start of some holidays for you, the continuation of holidays, or just an opportunity to celebrate Canada Day. I hope it is a great day for you. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm actually off Thursday, Friday, so Brent Loux will be in the chair, and we've got lots of great stuff. Enjoy Canada Day. We'll talk soon here, 980 CJME, 650 CKOM.